Well, glory and praise the Lord, everybody. Tonight I'm here to tell you how it is. Don't you like it when somebody tells you how it is? Well, that means tonight you're going to love me. Many of us are wondering, oh, what have I got myself into? I know you are thinking we had the dinner. Where is the movie? But instead you find yourself looking at a good-looking redhead, puppet with a shrill voice. All I can say for you is let's take up an offering. That usually gets everybody good and quiet. Anyway, I'm here to tell you how it is. Jesus, the only begotten Son, came here to this earth so we might have life and have it more abundantly. I'm looking around here tonight and I can see some of us have had some of the food and we've had it more abundantly. I told you I was telling them how it is. But Jesus said he is the way and the light, and that if you saw him, you would see the Father. I wish that I could see the light, I wish I could see the way, but some of you fathers are blocking it. Cut back on that stuff and lay down the fork. I told you I would tell you how it is. Let's take up an offering. Well, sisters, the Bible tells you in Titus that you should be discreet, chaste, keepers at home. I saw tonight one sister took that scripture to heart. She was discreet in taking the last piece of cheesecake, and she was chased by that brother in the blue suit, and she made it to the table, and she kept that cheesecake. Woo! I'm just telling how it is. In Proverbs 27, it tells us that continually dripping in a very rainy day in a contentious woman is a lie. Well, I'm telling you, brothers, if you get your umbrella out because it looks like a rainy day tomorrow, and perhaps even the next day, and the next day, and the next day, and even the next day, I'm just telling you how it is. The Bible says in Job 13:5, oh, that you would altogether hold your peace, and this should be your wisdom, man. I'm telling you, take it to heart. When the wife asks you something like, oh, how does this dress make me look? Oh, I need another piece of cake. Be wise, be wise, be wise. Oh, that we should be so wise and be married so long. Oh, let's take up an offering. Oh, I know this next one isn't always the best one, but the Bible talks about having strange breath. Job 19 said, my breath is offensive to my wife, and I'm loathsome to my own brothers. Breath mints, and lots of them. Oh, brother, if your wife tells you her breath is strange, then do everybody a favor and get a breath mint. I'm just telling you how it is. I think I'll wrap this sermon up. I'll be letting you get back to what it was you were doing before you stopped to listen to me. I must let you know that I know what it is you know that you think you might know that I know. But you may not know exactly what I know, but you know you will know it when you know it. And I know you will know it because it should be known. Let's take up an offering.